Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yeah. It's on some old Tommy Compost Dice Raw shit, you know? For my niggas, though.
You underestimated greatly. Most number ones ever, how long did it really take me? The part I love most is they need me more than they hate me. So they never take shots, I got everybody on safety. I can load every gun with bullets that fire backwards. You probably wouldn't lose a single rapper. Niggas make threats, can't hear them over the laughter. Yeah, that's cause I'm headed to the bank, nigga. Natural lifestyle, I'm just being frank with ya. I mean, where you think she at when she ain't with ya? Wildin', doing shit that's way out of your budget. Owl sweaters inside her luggage, you gotta love it. Damn, this shit could go on a tape. Bitches loving my drive, I never give it a break. Get these niggas the look, the verse, and even the hook. That's why every song sound like Drake featuring Drake. Straight, white free, why is it always me? Got us watching our words like it's wise taps on the team. Cause I show love, never get the same out of niggas. Guess it's funny how money can make change out of niggas for real. So nobody started feeling themselves. A couple somebody started killing themselves. A couple albums dropped, those are still on the shelf. I bet them shits would have popped if I was willing to help. I got a gold trophy from the committee for validation. Bad press during the summer over allegations. I ain't lying, my nigga, my time is money. That's why I ain't got the time for a nigga whose time is coming. A lot of niggas PR stunting like that's the movement. And I'm the only nigga still known for the music, I swear. Fuck them niggas this year, I made Forbes this nigga. Fuck your list, everything's looking gorgeous. Without me, rap is just a bunch of orphans. But if I stayed in the shit, it's a bunch of corpses. And me and my dread nigga from New Orleans, stashing money like hoarders off multi-platinum recordings. Eating like I'm seated at Swiss Soto and Yoso's. Nothing was the same, this shit for Easy and Coco. This shit for Kareem, this shit for Javon. This shit for Julius, Millie Mill. Boy, we do this shit for real. All them boys in my wheel, all them boys is my wheels. Anything happen to pop, then I got you like Uncle Phil. Weezy been on the edge, you niggas just need to chill. If anything happen to pop, he might pop a nigga for real. Coming live from the screw face, living out of suitcase. But I'm feeling good, Johnny got me pushing two plates. My weight up, I refuse to wait up, I started a new race. It's funny when you think a nigga blew up after Lupe. Niggas treat me like I've been here for 10. Some niggas been here for a couple, never been here again. I'm on my King James shit, I'm trying to win here again. A young nigga trying to win here again, man, what's up?
Hey, yeah, a young nigga trying to win here again. If I like, I just fly to the city I'm in. I got a drinking with your boy, I got him fucked up, shout it. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where it all goes down every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central. We have a wonderful time here. You guys are about to experience history in the making. I got some people on the phone you guys are going to want to meet. Hey, let me set some ground rules right quick. If you're not talking, put your phone on mute. If you're not part of my team, put your phones on mute, please, because we get all that feedback, all that commotion in the background, babies crying, what dudes slapping the girls, you know, so we don't want that stuff tonight. So let's cancel that out, and I hear somebody talking over me right now. So whoever that is, they probably really need to mute out your phone, because I can hear your conversation. Now, that was my man Drizzy Drake with 5 a.m. in Toronto. That's a new song right there, a hot song. If you guys don't get it, you need to get with me, and I'll get you that song for all the DJs out there, the nerd DJs. I don't really care who you are. If you're a DJ, get with me, and I'll get that song to you guys. If you want, hey, guess what? All you got to do to get at me is send me an email. That's CEZA Radio@gmail.com. Again, if you didn't catch that, that's CEZA Radio, you should know how to spell that, @gmail.com. That's all you got to do. Or if you want to set up an interview, you can call me up at 662-995-0679. Again, that's 662 995-0679. Hey, guys, get in touch with me. Let's get this thing popping on. Hey, man, it's going to be an exciting night. I got my man on the phone, Justin Kalito. Hey, Justin, what's up, baby? How you doing, man?
Doing all right, Susan. How you doing today?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good, man. We got a lot to talk about, man, so I'm not going to do too much talking tonight. I'm going to have my people come at you. We got Miss Sierra on the phone. We also have Miss Bean from Star Mob Radio. We don't have Bicycle Tony tonight. I didn't even call him. I don't know why, but, hey, maybe I'll call him up and see what's up with him. But anyway, we also have Willie the Redneck on the phone. We also have Green Leaf on the phone, a producer, man. Got a lot of people on the phone. Oh, hey, and guess what? We haven't got in touch with T-Glass yet, but she'll probably be here in a little bit. So everybody on the phone, hey, just wait around and enjoy. Hey, also, we have a film director, man. Hey, this girl is putting it down all over the world, man. Wow, man, you got to check this trailer out, man. She got a fallacious trailer. Her name is, I'm going to just tell you what she told me to call her, man. Silky Diva. So Silky Diva Wilson. You need to watch this video, guys. If you haven't seen it, it's a great trailer. It's on YouTube right now. We're going to get into that with her. She's going to tell you all about it, where to go and find it, how to get the movie. So we got to get started, man. First, we're going to go to another classic. DJ Black Shoes got to play something special for you guys. Y'all already know that. Hey, man, I just did this like a couple of seconds ago. So if it's not right, don't kill me, all right? Tune in. Hey, tune in every Wednesday to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, because it's pretty good. And I keep it real. We keep it real. And I got a lot of friends, so my friends keep it real. So if you guys don't mind, check us out, man. We love the people, man, when they show up. Sylvia, how you doing, baby? I didn't say hi to Sylvia. What's up, Sylvia?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I am doing good, man. I'm doing good. What you got going on over there, girl? Because you got a lot going on, man. You're like international superstar right now. I heard your interview last night over there on you had an interview last night on what channel? What was that?
No, it wasn't last night. I had an interview with Roots of Doo-Wop, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. It wasn't last night. So when was that? Because I listened to it, but I thought it was last night. I got much going on, I get confused sometimes.
Yeah, it was actually last week that I did that interview.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, Steve.
Yeah.
I just proved something wrong with you. What's wrong with you? Because how the hell are you going to get last night mixed up with last week? I don't damn understand this.
Hey, Willie, check it out. I got so much going on, man. It's just hard to keep up, man. It's real hard to keep up.
Hey, Caesar, you just interrupted me, Debbie. I was just talking to Miss Sylvia.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Since you had your interview and everything, since you're a national star and everything, or international star, just tell us what the hell is going on with you.
Oh, wow. I'm not...
Hey, Willie, we're not waiting for that yet, Willie. The show hasn't even started yet, man. Save your question let me play this song, get it out the way, and then when we come back, you can ask Sylvia that. Hey, you know what? You're not going to ask Sylvia that question, because we're going to save Sylvia for last, because she has so much to talk about. We're going to knock out my boy Justin and see what he has going on. He has a new hit CD out and a new album out, so you guys are about to hear about what he has going on, and then we'll get into it with Miss Silky Sylvia, because she has a lot going on, and tonight is going to be a little different, guys. I don't have four artists on the show tonight. I got two artists on, and the reason why I did that is because Sylvia's on the show tonight. So we're going to show her a little respect and a little gratitude, and we're going to see what she has going on. So we're going to have full 2 hours. Now, let me get into this song.
You want to ride out there when I go to work?
Hey, your phone's not on mute. I'm sorry. That sounds like Miss Bean. I don't know. But, hey, anyway, let's get into this song, guys.
You've all been waiting for. Now get ready to rock. With DJ Black Diesel, a.k.a. the Landlord.
Masters.
I did this for my drink sipper.
Yes, sir.
Black
Put it down one of the most prolific DJs in the land.
my homie DJ Smooth, on the grind. New music from Mr. Smooth, Sip Entertainment, produced by none other, DJ Smooth. Put your cups up to this one,
you know,
and you know how we do, man.
I'm your black Cinderella. We have the Monday chiller, whoa, whoa. Hey, I'm a DJ Black Caesar.
And this is Sam Trippy, it's Tony Stark.
Pretty much we just run, you know, doing the same old thing.
trying to make this money.
Wow. That's what's up, man. You got a lot going on. I see you working with man Street Runner up there, so how's it working with him?
Oh, great guy, great guy, you know. he definitely, you know, gives me his input and everything. Great guy. He's busy, very hard to keep in touch with, I will have to say that.
Yeah.
They've been nothing but gracious with me over there.
Cool, that's what's up. Hey, brother, check it out, man. I'm going to let my girl, Miss Bean, come on the phone and ask you some questions, and Green Leaf right after her. So just don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. Stay right here, guys. Keep your phone channels, keep your internet radio station, keep it locked right here, and check out this interview with Justin Khalil. It's going down.
That's right.
Miss Bean, you're up.
Hey, how you doing, Justin? Nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure meeting you as well. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I don't know too much about you, so I just wanted to kind of ask, you know, where you're from, how old you are, what kind of music that you do.
Oh, definitely. I'm 25 years old. I'm from a small town called Orangeburg, South Carolina. For the past 2 years, I was living in South Florida in the Pompano Beach area in Broward County. And now I'm relocated up here to North Carolina now around the Charlotte area. I do hip-hop music, but my genre is not limited. I mean, I do pretty much everything.
Okay, that's what's up. So how long have you been in the music game?
I've been doing music, especially songwriting, since the age of 14. You know, I progressed around the year 2009 and progressed more into a solo career. But I was doing mostly songwriting.
Okay. That's what's up. And how did you get started doing that?
To be completely honest with you, I just pretty much always been into music. It just came naturally to me, so I took a deeper pursuit for it. And, you know, it's definitely turned out to be a positive experience. Of course, there were some negative times in it as well, but it was always a big dream of mine. It just seemed always a part of my life.
Right. That's what's up. What were your major influences?
My major influences? Really, my major influence, of course, is, you know, to take it serious, has been, you know, my daughter being born, and also on top of that, seeing, you know, my family struggle through hard times, that made me want to do something more positive in my life. So not only that, I was a little troubled child. I got in too much trouble in school and stuff, so I had to straighten myself up pretty early.
Right, that's what's up. So you said you started writing songs, like, at 14, and then at 2000 you started a solo career, so... You started, like, doing
09.
Shows and stuff, or you started actually dropping mixtapes, or what?
Yeah, well, it was actually 2009. 2009, I started doing showcases throughout the state of South Carolina, mostly in the Columbia metropolitan area. I started doing showcases, you know, open mics, and I got my, you know, face recognized quite a bit up there. Started gaining a lot of people's respect. Joined a little independent label by the name of CMB Records out of Columbia. They definitely helped jumpstart my career as far as allowing me to record my first mixtape back in 09 called the Mr. Just Been Over mixtape. And from there, I really progressed. I was affiliated with an organization by the name of Thug Love. They definitely helped brand my name as well as Canard Music Management. You know, the team at, you know, Caesar Radio and everything has always looked out for me as well. So
that's what's up. Since you've been in the game, what's the biggest lesson that you've learned, most valuable lesson?
Oh, the most valuable lesson I can give anybody is have your paperwork on point. Make sure you know the business. It's 95% business and only 5% music. Got to make sure you're on top of that.
Right. So I've heard that one before, too. So I know that's some solid, a good, solid lesson to learn. If you could... Well, I guess that's probably what you would say for the next question, too, because my next question was going to be just if you could share a piece of advice with the next aspiring artist out here, what would it be?
I'm sorry, what was that? I didn't catch that last part.
If you could share some advice with the next aspiring artist, what would it be?
Well, not only, you know, having the business intact, you know, keeping the paperwork straight, but also, you know, you got to stay grounded and stay surrounded by people who's going to help you stay that way.
Right. No doubt. Now, do you have, like, a lot of music videos and stuff available to check out on YouTube?
I got the visuals and works and everything. I've always pretty much focused on the actual, you know, audio. But, you know, of course, you know, it's a new time, it's a new era, so you know, it's not as much legwork. I know I'm trying to realize it's a little bit more media marketing as far as online marketing and stuff. So, I mean, we're getting that intact and everything. But you know, I've always been a hands-on person, so I definitely got a bunch of videos coming soon. We're trying to set up a tour overseas right now in Brazil, UK, and also Germany. So. Of course, there'll be a lot of footage from that as well.
Right. That's what's up. No doubt. Well, I'm going to hand it over to the homie Greenleaf, but I definitely appreciate you taking my questions this evening, and it was very good talking to you. Please follow me as well on Twitter. What's your Twitter name, too? I didn't get that.
Oh, it's at I am Justin Kaleo. Kaleo spelled K-A-L-E-O.
I am. Okay. Got you. I'll follow you. Mine's just at Ms. Bing, M-Z-B-I-N-G. It was definitely a pleasure talking to you. Greenleaf, you there? You ready to take over?
Yeah, I am. How you doing? And thank you, Ms. Bing.
Uh-huh.
How you doing tonight, Justin?
How you doing tonight? I'm doing excellent, man.
All right. I'm doing it good as well, man. Hey, I heard you say you had your hands in acting, music, and modeling. So the first question I want to ask you is great.
I'm sorry, what was that last part?
No, the first question I want to ask you is, what's the biggest challenge you face being an entrepreneur and having your hand in so many different ventures?
Well, you know, the hardest part is really trying to slow down my thought pattern. It seems like my mind races a million miles a day. So try to, you know, I got to find that time, you know, to, you know, sit down for just a second, maybe a 60 seconds, 2 minutes or something like that, and just kind of breathe, soak it all in, get back up. I kind of do that routine in the morning, and I got to stick to a strict regimen as far as my daily schedule goes, because if I don't, it seems as far as my whole day, things can fall out of whack a little bit. So, you know, just got to be disciplined. You got to know how to discipline yourself.
All right. So give me an example of a typical day, then.
A typical day for me is get up about 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, fix me a pot of coffee, even though I know it ain't the best thing for me. You know, then, you know, of course, you know, get a little workout on, hit the computer, do a little bit of promo, go ahead and head out the door, meet a couple people as far as clientele. You know, of course,
you have reached the maximum time permitted to record. To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message, press 2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Whose phone always be doing that shit?
I don't know what that is.
To send your message, press
1. I'm
going to
come to their motherfucking house. They
do that shit
every
message, press 2. To re-record, press 3.
Yeah,
for more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
Just don't sweat that, guys. Keep talking.
To send your message, press 1 at any time. To listen to your message,
press
2. To re-record, press 3. For more options, press 4. To cancel, press star.
I don't know who that is, but, you know.
Sorry, please try again later. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay.
Well, somebody's definitely got a good voicemail right there.
Wow, man. That was from 865, whoever that was. I don't even know who that was.
Nah. Well, I mean, but yeah, typical day, you know, waking up early, you know, getting the mind right, fixing some coffee, getting the hype, you know, getting my workout on, you know, of course, you know, shower, shaving, all that good stuff that everybody else does. And, you know, just got to be a predominant about business, do some marketing every day. I do do actual, you know, conference calls. I do about 3 or 4 of those a day. Just it's really pertaining to how the week actually is supposed to go. Like, I'm bouncing right now back and forth from South Carolina, so trying to record this, finish with the recording process of our KaleoCon, you know, hosted by DJ Black Caesar. So hands are pretty full right now, definitely on a daily basis.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good look. DJ Black Caesar on your mixtape, man.
Definitely great guy.
We're going to get some superstars to give my man some drops for that because he asked, so I got to do that. So anybody out there looking for mixtapes, you need to get with me. I'm the guy to get with. I can get whatever you want. So Justin's CD is going to be hot, man. You guys will see.
Oh, definitely.
All right. And I also heard you just said you had several sponsors or record labels or whatever that you were assigned to, with two actually or whatever, during your earlier parts of your career, correct?
Correct, yes, two independent labels out of Columbia, South Carolina.
All right. So what would be some of the benefits that someone would seek or someone would receive from being signed to an independent label versus pursuing their career indie, completely indie?
Well, just to be honest with you, I'm just going to call it for what it is. An independent label is just as much the same as a regular label, just with less money. It's the same as a major label, just with less money and a little bit less politics, depending on who you sound with. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to grant you a lot more exposure. It might be a help open up the doorway for you, but if you could do it all on your own, then definitely do it on your own. You're going to still need a team, of course, but, you know, you're going to still need to treat that team like family, you know, to expect them to do the same for you. But, I mean, pretty much try to do it on your own without a label. You know, as long as you got your team with you, that's all you need.
All right. So it sounds like you're big on loyalty, too, man.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Loyalty is a big thing for me, man.
All right. Keep that family close to you.
Call the request line at 662-995-0679.
I'm going to ask you right now, man.
995-0679.
All right. What's up? I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to ask you right now, man. I'm going to be following you on Twitter as well. You'll see me, producer_leaf or whatever. So I'm going to give it over to Black Caesar, and thank you for coming on to the show tonight, man.
Oh, appreciate the time, man.
Great. You guys both had great questions for my man. I'm really pleased with what I heard, man. Those guys are professionals. Ms. Bean has that radio show. She does a radio show like on Sunday and Monday, or I think it's Monday and Tuesday. Ms. Bean,
yeah,
when you
Monday
hear your
and
show?
Tuesday.
Okay, Monday and Tuesday. Yeah. So,
yeah. Sorry, I had to unmute myself and turn off speakerphone. Yes, definitely. Everybody, check in with me on Monday and Tuesday. Also on Blog Talk Radio is Star Mob Radio, 9 to 11 p.m.
Cool. That's what's up. Yeah, most definitely. Check her show out, man. I help her out from time to time with judging and stuff like that over there. So it's a wonderful show. If it wasn't wonderful, believe me, I wouldn't be able to do it because I got too much going on. So I take out of my time just to do that.
Well,
we
certainly appreciate having you over there with us.
Oh, yeah, Ms. Bean. You already know how we do it. You already know. Hey, where's Willie at? Is he dead or is he drunk?
He's probably somewhere drinking moonshine.
Hey, oh, you know what? His phone call dropped. And dude's probably waiting for me to call him back. But I can't do it. I got too much going on right now. So, Willie, if you're listening in, I'll call you back in a minute, all right? I got a question for you, Justin. I mean, I know you got a lot going on, so can you tell me who you've been with famous as far as doing anything like collaborations with, as far as getting some business done? Like, you know what I'm talking about, man. Have you seen anything like that?
Oh, you mean as far as, you know, who I've met in the game and everything? And, you know,
yeah, right.
Of course, you know, Street Runner, of course, you know, that was a big move for me. You know, I've definitely politicked with quite a few people. Street Runner, you know, was a Street Runner, the producer I dealt with.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
right.
That was definitely one of them. You know, got
okay.
a chance to, you know, meet quite a few people. Got a chance, you know, to meet Frank Ocean, you know, meet.
Okay, cool. What's up?
Yeah, I actually got an inbox tweet from Wiz Khalifa a couple weeks ago. I thought that was pretty neat. You know,
really?
And,
Wiz,
I know you know Wiz shit. He just sent me a message like, you know, salute, bro. Keep up the good work or something like that.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something about Wiz, man. If he did that to you, brother, that means you got some great music. Cause for Wiz to do that, cause I know dude, and he is not like that. That guy's always got something going on. He's either somewhere getting high or whatever, but he's like you, man. He always has something going on. He never rests. He always said, dude, this guy was on a conference call with the Nerd DJs, and I couldn't get a word in because all the other DJs were trying to talk to him. So I left it alone. But, you know, Wiz is a good guy, man. I was talking about him today, me and somebody, but Wiz is a great guy. For him to do that, man, that's uncalled for. I mean, that's unheard of. And if you don't believe me, you can't get help.
I got to say, I salute, you know, everybody in the game that's doing something because, you know, they're at where I'm trying to get at, so, you know.
Right. Well, Justin, I already know you're going to get there, brother, so it's just a matter of time. Hey, Justin, you got a song called, what is the song called?
It's called Love You Tonight. It's featuring my man Will Lab out of Miami. He definitely does some works with, like, Slip and Slide, you know, a couple labels like that. You know, it's produced by Street Runner and Mike Aiello.
Okay.
Definitely a great track, phenomenal.
Well, I think we're going to get that song and play it right now, brother. So can you give me a world premiere of that song, if you don't mind?
Yeah, this is definitely the world premiere. Caesar and Friends radio show. It's your boy, Justin Khalil. This is Love You Tonight, featuring Will Lab, produced by none other than Grammy Award-winning producer Street Runner and Mike Aiello. Hope you enjoy.
My man, I love that song. I love the old school flavor you got on there too, brother. That was well put together. We already know it's well put together because, hey, the well person did it. So, hey, we already know that. Hey,
Justin, you went off on that damn show. I'm trying to think what the hell I'm about to say. You went off on that goddamn song, buddy. I'm serious.
I definitely appreciate it.
Wow, Willie,
you're gonna, I'm giving a goddamn compliment, Caesar. Then I'm giving a compliment.
Wow.
But you know what I like about you, Justin?
Oh.
You got your own damn style. And,
how much did Justin pay you to do that, man? How much did he pay you?
hey, Caesar, you ain't paying me shit, so you know he must have paid me something.
Hey, okay, all right. You got me, man. You got me there, because you're right. I don't pay you nothing. I'll let you get away with paying your rent for 3 and 4 months at a time. But I don't do nothing for you. You're right. I don't do nothing. So, you know what? Why don't you pay
your rent? I'll take that back, Caesar. I'll take it back. You do a lot for me, Caesar. But Justin, I'm going to tell you something. What I like about you, you got your own damn name, you got your own damn style. And another thing I like about you, you ain't got a name like Navy Boy, Marine Boy, Army Boy, and all that type of shit.
hey, don't talk about Soldier Boy, man. Don't talk about him like that. That dude, he's trying to make a living.
Well, that's his name, a damn Soldier Boy. Oh, shit. I couldn't remember. I knew he was in the military, but I'm just trying to figure out which branch, you know, it was.
No, Soldier Boy has never been in the military, man. He ain't never been in the military. He's just a kid, man.
I'm sorry, but Justin, I dig your shit, though, seriously.
Hey, I definitely appreciate it, man. I love the support.
Cool. Hey, Justin,
cool, if you got some damn Willie Nelson or some damn, not that nigga Charlie Pride, I don't like that music, but,
Did you just say the what I think you said, Willie?
What do you say, Caesar?
Did you just say something that you shouldn't have said?
Yeah, he did. I'm ready to, right here to check his ass.
You know what? I don't know what's up with my man, but sometimes you get too comfortable.
I told you, Willie, you got to turn down the racial slurs. It's bad enough that you already saying goddamn the whole time and promoting people to drink moonshine. Okay? I don't like that kind of talk, Willie.
Hey, Willie,
did you hear your mom?
Hey, Willie, did you hear your mom? Did you? Are you all right? I mean, you all right? You're not crying, are you?
I'm not.
No,
she's all
right.
I thought Miss Mainsport we got together about 2 years ago, and damn it, she ain't got with me yet, and she left me at the goddamn altar with the damn moonshine and the damn party by myself, damn it.
Okay, Willie. Hey, Willie, check it out, man. We got to keep the show going, man, so can we keep it going? Okay, hey, Justin, if you don't mind, can you give your social networks one more time, my brother?
Oh, yeah, you can reach me any social network you at. Everything's going to be I am Justin Khalil. Or you can easily just email, you know, visit me at www.justinkhalil.com.
Cool. Or you can also Google Justin Khalil.
That's the easiest thing to do. Yeah, definitely Google.
Yeah, Google. And also, go buy his hot song right there, Love You Tonight, on iTunes, because I think I'm pretty sure it's over at iTunes. So you guys go out and support the fans. 60
Digital Sites. 60 Digital Sites. You know, you got CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, Zoom, whatever mobile device or MP3 player you have, go ahead and use that, and you can get some on our promise. If not,
cool. That's what's up, brother. We appreciate that. Okay, let's keep it moving.
Yeah, 1-2 mic check. Yo, what up? This is Ill Al Scratch. We repping that New York City. And right now we putting it down with DJ Black Caesar. Shout out to the NerveDJs.com. 1-2,
okay,
you are now rocking with DJ Black Caesar of the Nerve DJs. Show your nerve. This is Ill Al Scratch. What up?
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Okay, all right. Check it out, guys. Also, you can check me out right here on all the social networks. Just go and Google search DJ Black Caesar. Caesar spelled C-E-Z-A. Of course, Google search him or Google search Black Caesar Records because we have a label. So you Google search either one of those, and you're going to come up with everything else that we have going on because we got a lot going on over here. What was that? That Willie trying to get something out of your mouth? Okay. Well, I guess we're going to keep it rolling. Justin, we want to thank you for coming to the show tonight. My brother, you did an excellent job. Hey, man, you're a wonderful artist, brother. I love you to death, man, like a brother. So keep doing what you're doing,
mutual,
man. Hey, keep hustling, brother. Keep hustling, man. You already know there's no way to get there unless through God and through hustling. God and hustling go together because God's a hustler, too, because he did it in 2 days. Hey, guys, but check it out. We're going to get through all that.
Them noise in the background.
I don't know, my man, but I'm going to check them out and probably mute their phone out. Well, hey, check it out, guys. Willie, you got anything else to say to Justin? Because Justin is done, so he's about to sit back and relax. And we're going to listen to Miss Sylvia coming up, and she's going to tell us a lot about what she has going on. So, Justin, Willie, are you done with Justin? Can Justin go and listen?
I'm not done with God damn it, Caesar. Let me talk, God damn it. I'm not done with Justin. Justin, let me ask you a question, buddy.
Yes, sir.
You got another damn phone? You can.
Nerddj.com. Right, what was that?
You got another show for? I mean, another song for us?
Yeah. You know, you can find me on Reverb Nation. I am Justin Khalil. You know, you'll be able to find quite a few tracks on there as well as the website.
We're getting up on the wrong boat right here, buddy. I'm actually over. You have a goddamn song we can play on the radio show tonight.
Oh, I got plenty of songs. What kind of song you want?
We just played a song. Willie, what are you talking about? We just played a song.
We need to play another damn song, Caesar. You let me conduct
Willie,
this damn boat right here.
Willie, come on, man. We really don't have time like that, brother. Willie, I think they're asking you the answer. Go check that out, Willie. Justin, I thank you for coming on the show tonight. I enjoyed your brother. Love you to death, man. Keep doing your thing, baby.
Hey, feeling mutual, man. Appreciate the love, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you don't mind, can you sit back and relax and just chill out, maybe drink a cola and listen to the rest of the show? Because it's going to get even funkier. It's going to get real fun now.
I'm sitting here with the loud of my hookah. You already know that.
Hey, I didn't hear that, man. I didn't hear that. I wish I could do that, but, you know, the fans are watching me, so I can't do anything. I got to be cool.
I ain't saying nothing. I ain't quoting nothing.
I know you didn't. I thought you said it. Well, Miss Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Wow, I'm wonderful too, man. You sound wonderful. You sound like you're energetic. You're ready to go. What's up?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Just here tonight to discuss a little bit about what's going on in my life.
Can you tell me your name first so these people will know who you are?
Yes, I am Sylvia Silky Diva Wilson. Most people call
me
Silky.
Wow, that's a lot to say, man. Sylvia Silky Steven Wilson.
Silky Diva.
Diva, I'm sorry. But I don't know where I got that Steven from. I know it's Diva. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, Diva, can you tell me a little bit about why they call you the Diva?
Well, I got the name Silky while in college, pursuing my bachelor's degree in music education. And Diva actually came from my choir director because of the way that I carried myself. So Diva, not in a negative way, but Diva in a positive way, in an assertive way, in an uplifting way. So that's where Silky Diva came from.
I got you. Well, I don't know who you are, so I've seen some pictures of you. You look wonderful, by the way, but I still don't know who you are. So can you tell the world what you got going on, ma'am?
Yes, again, I'm Silky. Right now what I'm doing is we're promoting my original movie, which is a spinoff from my original play, The movie is titled Plus Size Divas, the movie, and the play was titled Plus Size Divas, the musical. So we're now in the phases of marketing the trailer to Plus Size Divas, the movie, and just getting ready to try and get that out there and just take things to a different level for us.
Okay. So the movie is not quite done yet, is what you're saying?
Yes, we will actually complete the movie next weekend. So we're
almost done.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. So I'm sure you got the most wonderful editors out there. You want to say who's editing the movie for you?
Yes. Actually, our cinematographer, his name is David Snipe, and we call him Venom. So he's doing all of the filmography. He's doing the editing and everything. So he's an excellent guy to work with. We thoroughly enjoyed him. So, you know,
yes,
we just look forward to getting the project out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, the trailer is excellent. I watched it like maybe about, 100 times, and I enjoyed it every time I watched it. I'm digging the scenes, man. The guy is on top of it. Whoever your photographer, whoever your videographer is, he's really on top of it. So it's no low-budget stuff. The lights were right every time I looked at a different scene. So he knows what he's doing. So you got somebody in your hands that I would use over and over and over again, because evidently he knows what he's doing, and that you don't find it every day. I mean, I've seen some of the scenes in some of the movies where they're just ridiculous. Not enough light, too much light, blinding, not blinding. So I know movies because I watch them all the time. I don't care if they're women movies, if they're guy movies, because some people call chick flicks. I watch them all, man. So basically, the trailer that I've seen, I can't wait to see the movie.
Yes.
It's going to be hot.
Yes, it's been a beautiful experience, you know, just going in there and doing it and you know, just the long hours. Just everything is very, very, very rewarding for us. So we've really, really, really enjoyed it. I have a beautiful, wonderful cast that I really enjoy as well. So it makes everything flow a little smoother, you know, when you have positive people that you can work with.
Right, right. And I think we got some of your cast on the phone right now, because I'm looking at a lot of 334 numbers. It's like,
yes,
maybe you got a lot of them out there, so I know they got to be with you. I'm looking at all of them. So does somebody from the cast want to say something while Miss Silky listens, or what?
Yes, my name is Yolanda. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear, Yolanda.
I'm sorry. I play Ruby Diva. I'm the abused. I'm being abused in the film.
Oh, you're the light-skinned one with the short hair.
Yes.
Wow, he really kicked your ass. No, no. Tell me a little bit about your character. What is your character? Is your character the one that's being abused, or what?
Yes, I'm the one that's being abused. I don't want to give too much away. As you watch the trailer, you can kind of see what's going on, and you're just gonna have to tune in to our once complete the movie, and you're just gonna, you know, you'll really love it.
You know what? I'm loving it already, man. I think I'm talking to some people that I'm about to see on a movie, man. So, hey, I respect your game. I respect the hustle. And I loved your scene, because you really know how to play getting your butt kicked, because I think he kicked you in your stomach or your ribs or something, and you took that kick like a woman. Wow. Did he kick you?
Yes.
Can you tell me where he kicked you at?
So what now?
Where did he kick you at? Because he kicked you in your stomach.
Well, I got kicked in a lot of places. So like I said, again,
wow,
you have to tune in, and you're going to really be, you know, you're going to really be, you know, shocked when you see it.
Yeah.
You know, it's really true to life, and you'll just really enjoy it. So.
Wow, man, that's going to be a great movie, man. I want everybody to go out and check this movie out. I don't know how they're going to do it. Is it coming out on DVD? Can you purchase it online or what? But Miss Silk is going to... What's up, Willie?
Let's shut the hell up and stop talking all the goddamn time. Let me say something right here. What the hell is so damn amusing about this woman getting kicked everywhere?
Hey Willie, don't come on here acting self righteous now. You are a white redneck. You don't like black people, so don't act like you're self righteous now, brother. Because
I'm a shiny knight in white armor.
I got you, brother. I got you, man. Because I mean, hey, you know what?
I don't like Negro. I don't like colored men, but I like black women.
Hey, brother. All right, you're telling true stuff. So, okay, brother. Can I get back in touch with Miss Diva, if you don't mind?
Hello.
Hey, Caesar, do what the hell you want to do, Caesar. I don't give a damn.
Well, be quiet, man.
Hello,
be quiet. Who is that?
This is Passion. I play Golden Diva. I'm the diva that's crying because my man wants to leave me because I've grown.
You're the one with the long, silky hair, with the guy that was pretty in shape. You with him?
Yeah, the guy don't want to leave me because I gained weight.
Wow. Yeah, I was really thinking your part, too. You're playing a good part in the movie, man.
I like big black women. I like big black women. Big black women turn me on, Caesar.
Hey, Willie. Okay, Willie. They turned you on. All right. They turned me on, too, man. But anyway, now, you are the one. You're playing a character. What is your character portraying in the movie?
I'm Golden Diva. My name is Goldie, but they call me Golden. My man, we've been together, and I guess, you know, I started out slim, and as time went on, his family and friends began to harass him about being with a woman that's gotten bigger or a curvaceous size. So he decides that he wants to leave me for another woman.
Yeah, I seen another woman, I think I seen her in the trailer. I mean, hey, you know, for each is on, but I think you look pretty good. I think everybody in the movie looks pretty good that I've seen. All of you guys, you all did a great job. And to show you that, I know who your characters are because I watched it, like I said, about 100 times. So, anyway, I think you guys are wonderful.
You're a damn pervert. That's what the hell it is. You're a black boy. Black boys are you're a damn pervert, Caesar.
Hey, brother, you can't even get your words together, man. So why don't you just sit back and relax and enjoy the show, all right,
Willie? I got this moonshine, Caesar. I'm enjoying the damn interview, Caesar.
Yeah, drink your moonshine. Sip your moonshine and listen to the show, man. Don't talk no more. Just listen to the show, all right?
This is Demetric Ames Taylor. I am Opal Diva in the movie.
Okay, Opal Diva. Now tell me what you were doing in the movie.
I'm the young lady that has the man that loves her ham hocks and pork chops.
Wow. You have a wonderful part too, man, because I've seen your part. So can you tell the audience what you're portraying?
Okay. In the movie, I'm Opal Diva, and I'm shy, in a sense, and I'm a vet student.
Wow. That's pretty nice. You guys already heard it. We got a lot going on, man. I got so many divas on the phone right now. It's crazy. Who else is out there right now that wants to talk?
What's going on? Mr. KJ Walker here.
What's up, brother? How you doing, my man?
Man, I'm good. How you doing, man?
Let me tell me which one you are. You the guy that's in good shape, or are you one of the other fellas? I mean, everybody was in good shape. I've seen that. All the men were. But tell me which one you were.
Well, unfortunately, I play the cast with Wayne Clark. I have the role of the abusive husband. You know, the guy that...
Let me ask you a question. You're the guy with the suit on that when the chick was asking you about, you're the one that said, I'm going to get out of here because I got somebody else to take care of me, huh?
No. I'm the guy that was beating the woman. I was kicking the woman, you know, and knocking her around and things of that nature. And I was,
hey,
I was
man, why are you so
off.
Violent? Why are you so violent, man? Why the hell is your character so violent?
See, what it is, it's not me now. It's my character, Wayne Clark. See, what it is, we have to portray. I have to draw that line.
You
I have to draw that line because a lot of people
You got a great role, too, my man, because I was checking your role out. I was like, wow, that's a wonderful role. Please don't get me wrong, all the listening audience, because I don't know who's listening right now. I don't know how many people got on the phone lines. I won't know that until next week. But for everybody that's listening right now, I'm not condoning what the man was doing. I'm just saying he did a good job of portraying the person he was supposed to be playing. That's what I'm saying. So now I correct it. So, hey, we get the politics out of the way. Now I got it out of the way.
That's like something later. I'm going to tell you something later. I'm going to tell you something. That's why, the black woman be running to us white men because, you know, we the monster beaters of black women, but, you know, they make the damn movies make the damn black man seem like the goddamn villain, and the white black woman run to us, and damn it, we beat the hell out of them worse. And we might even kill them, damn it.
Hey, Willie, thank you for that truth, man. We appreciate it, man, for telling the rest of the world. We don't know how many thousands of people we got involved tonight, but we got a lot of people to call right now. I can tell you that. The lines are flooded, man. The lines are really flooded. So, Diva, do we get anybody else out there that wants to say something?
Yeah, well, this and Tony Black, I actually played Jack.
Hey, sir, hold on 1 second. I got some commotion in the background. Slade's kicking Slade's butt. Can I get that commotion to settle down? Because I really don't want to go through this switchboard trying to find out who that is. So if you guys could show the man a little respect, I really appreciate it. Now, brother, you were saying?
I'm Antonio Atkins. I play Jack in the movie. I'm the guy that's leaving Goldie because she's overweight.
You're the guy with the suit off.
No, I ain't the guy with the suit on. I'm the guy that's leaving Goldie. I'm the girl that was crying at the end of the movie. I'm the guy that's leaving Natasha.
Okay, brother. I got you now. I get. Hey, man, is the guy with the suit on the phone? Is the guy with the suit on the phone? The one that said that somebody said they made a comment that his woman was too big.
Oh, that's Kemsley. He's not on the line. He's at work.
Okay. I love that scene right there with that brother because that brother was breaking it down. He told the truth. He said, hey, you're too big. I got somebody else to take care of me. So I was like, wow, man, it's like that, you know, and wow, that was something else. But you were the one, my brother, you were the one that played the part that you were doing. What now?
I left. I was Goldie's guy. And I left her because she's too big. You rarely see me on the trailer.
Right.
But I left her because she's overweight. And, you know,
okay.
It was a winter time when you did that, buddy.
Hey, Willie, that's funny. Hey, Willie, you're a funny dude. Now, I want to get back to Sylvia. Is Sylvia still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, Sylvia. Now, you got all your artists on the phone, except for a few of them. And that's wonderful, Sylvia. I appreciate you for doing that. So now we know who the characters are. So can you tell us a little bit about, like, everybody's on the phone right now. Can you tell us basically what they were doing in the movie? Because the people out there don't know, and I really want to get them excited to check this movie out. Because I think it's going to be hot. I think it's going to be like a summer blockbuster. And I really want to help you promote this. I want to help you get this movie out there. And I'm the person to do it. So basically, can you tell me a little bit more, tell these listeners a little bit more what they got to do to check it out and how they can get it?
Okay. First of all, just let me give a little bit more background. Plus Size Divas is actually my story. It's based on my life. So each diva that you see, there are eight of us. It's a part of me. So all of the things that you see, I've gone through, actually, in my lifetime.
Okay.
We also have a little divette. We have little divettes who are little girls
who represent us at a time in our younger lives. So there are elements of bullying, the glass ceiling. There are also elements of abuse, discrimination, alienation, those types of things that are going on in the movie. So each of these divas are, like I said, are a representation of myself and the things that I've gone through in my lifetime. Right now, like I said, we're shopping the trailer, and we'll be finished with the movie next weekend, and then it goes into editing. So we're looking at releasing the movie the end of June for the actual release of the movie. So right
hey,
now,
who is that
question for you?
That dog. Who is that dog? All I hear is that dog barking. Can you mute their phones out? Whoever has that dog in the background, can you mute your phone out, please? I'm sorry, Miss Sylvia.
Hey,
all right.
Okay,
I have to do that.
Hey, Sylvia, I got a question for you.
Yes, Willie.
All right, my question for you is, does your movie does have a positive ending to it? I mean, I'm getting damn depressed just listening to this already, goddamn.
You're getting depressed? Yes, there is a very, very rewarding ending to it. The movie has a lot to do with being able to have redemption as well. So there is a very nice ending to the movie. So there are comedic elements in it. So it's not all the way depressing. We're trying to bring about awareness. It's what we're doing. Because a lot of times the ball is dropped when it comes to plus-size women. You'll hear about it, but then it often fades away because of the plus-size woman not being able to fit into the norm of society. We have our plus-size women that don't believe that they're beautiful, so they drop all of this weight, and they find out that they still do not fit in, you know, with what's going on in the world. So, yes, you will see some uplifting parts and a lot of rewarding endings to it.
Cool, cool. That's what's up. That's what's up. Wow. Well, you got a song over here also. What is that song called?
The title of the song is Never, and Never is a song that I wrote to go along with the play, but we'll be introducing a couple of the songs from the play or the musical into the movie as well. So Never is sort of like our little debut soundtrack for the movie. And the essence of Never is we're talking to our mates and we're telling them that if they don't mean that they love us or if they are not accepting us for who we are, then, you know, just never tell us that they love us and let us go on about our business.
Hey, Sylvia, I got something to say about that. I say, you know, love God. God don't love no damn man. You know, gotta eat healthy and take care of your damn self. That's the way I feel about it.
Well, Willie, we really thank you for that, Willie, because now you're talking like you got some sense, brother. And I appreciate that,
Caesar,
man.
I ain't got no damn sense, Caesar. We got no money. You ain't paid me a damn dime, Caesar. I don't have pennies. I don't have a nickel. I don't have nothing from your ass.
Hey, Willie, guess what? It's not the time for that right now. We'll talk about that later, all right? Now, I got some other artists, some other guys on the phone, my friends, and I'm sure they're dying to ask you guys a question. So, Miss Diva, this is Mr. Greenleaf. He's coming to you front and center at the helm. You'll have Miss Bean. And just bear with him, all right?
Okay, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Caesar. Black Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Miss Sylvia. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful night.
Yeah.
So you stated earlier that you would like to bring awareness to the situation that a lot of plus-size divas go through, as well as women in general, whatever, right?
Yes, women and girls, as well as some guys, also go through these types of problems. But my focus is for the women because this is, like I said, this is my story, and this is what transpired in my life. So that's why I'm targeting the women. The guys will usually fit in a little better if they're overweight, but the women are the ones that really, really are scrutinized.
All right. So I want to ask you, is there a specific event that triggered your wanting to bring the awareness to the people?
Yes. I came to a point where I looked at all of the circumstances and everything that had gone on in my life, starting as a plus-size child and, you know, being plus-size all the way up to an adult. And I just decided to put it down on paper. Actually, the majority of it came to me in dreams and visions. So as those dreams and visions came to me, I would get up and I'd write them down. I'd record the songs, you know, for the play at the time. It's what I was writing for. So I would just record everything, and I'd write down everything. And then over a period of a month's time, I had this play in place. So I decided that I wanted to just go out and present it to the public so that people could kind of see, you know, not only what I was going through, but what other women were going through as well.
Okay. Can you describe the process that one would take into making this these dreams and these visions actually become a tangible item?
Yes. The process that I took, once I had all of the dreams and visions, once I had them down on paper, once I had all of the songs recorded, not actually in a studio recorded, but on a digital device or a tape recorder, once I had all of that done, then I sat down and I went through my casting process. So I was able to cast my actors and actresses, and then we started the process of rehearsing. So we rehearsed and we rehearsed. Once we rehearsed, then we pulled everything together, and then it was presented in a theater-type atmosphere at that time.
Hey, Sylvia, I got a question for you.
Okay, Will.
Hey, Greenleaf, excuse me for a second, Greenleaf. Hey, Sylvia,
right,
I got a question for you, honey. Hey, my question for you, what the hell was the setting of this damn movie at?
Where, a lot of the movie was actually filmed in Montgomery, Alabama. So that's where we did our filming. I'm originally from Montgomery, and I did quite a bit of traveling. So just Montgomery, Alabama is where we did the filming, and we used several different locations.
All right, I want to say something else. If you need a white man to come beat the hell out of one of the black women, you should let me know about it, and I'll come down there with a baseball bat.
But, Willie, guess what? I don't mean that. We're loving people, so we wouldn't allow that. And then me and my divas would have to handle you, so you wouldn't want to beat us anyway.
I'm sorry. Last thing I want to do is make a black woman mad. I don't want to do that.
Right. That wouldn't be wise. But we love
you. Hey, I love you too. We appreciate you coming on the Caesar Show. I mean, you know, it's really the Caesar and Willie Show and friends, but damn, Caesar just want to leave me out of every damn thing. I don't understand him. Y'all need to beat the hell out of him.
Well, we love Caesar as well.
Hey, Miss Sylvia, I want to say I watched that trailer earlier about several times, and it's an excellent.
Yeah, I know.
They have a lot of emotion packed into the trailer as well.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the movie. And do you have an estimate when that will be ready for the how it will be? Do you have an estimate when it will be released and how it can be viewed or obtained?
Right now, what we're doing, everything will be ready. We're going to try to do a premiere the last Saturday in June, but we've also received several offers to go and do screenings in different cities and states, so we're actually getting all of that information together, getting ready to sign contracts for those types of things as well. We're looking at doing a big show in New York, which that will be publicized on my Facebook page in a couple of weeks. So we're actually, you know, just looking at getting it out there, getting in the people's eyes so that they can premiere it. And then from there, we're going to try to take it as far as a big screen. We want to enter into several festivals, just a lot of stuff that we're planning to do with the movie.
Okay. Well, I would definitely be following you on Facebook, and
okay.
I look forward to seeing the movie. And at
okay,
this time, I would
so
like
much.
To turn it over to my co-host, Ms. Bing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Miss Sylvia. Nice speaking with you.
Nice speaking with you as well.
All right. Miss Bing, you there?
Hey, Miss Bing, where the hell are you?
Wow, Miss Bing ain't paying attention, huh?
Hey, Miss Sue, I got a question for you. Have you written any more plays or you got any more movies in the near future?
I do. After we do the run with Plus Size Divas, which is my baby, I do have a couple of other things I'm going to be introducing. My next play is called God, You Know You Brought Me Out. So everything that I do is basically on an inspirational type note. Everything is family-oriented. So I do have several other things. There will be a spinoff to Plus Size Divas as well, but under another title, which I won't release right now. But I do have other things in the works. Not only do I do the movies, but I'll also be releasing my personal CD sometimes late summer. I have several artists that are in the cast that will be releasing their individual projects as well. So, you know, just a little bit of everything that relates to my background in music and theater we'll be doing.
All right, I got another question for you, Miss Sylvia.
Okay.
Have you reached out to any mainstream actors, actresses, or, you know, have you got any exposure, you know, other than, you know, just local and regional?
Well, actually, I did not. And reason being is because I really wanted to focus on the local artists. We do have artists like from Atlanta that are participating in the movie and the play, Selma, but I really wanted to keep it so that we all would have a voice. I've reached out to some of the professional actors and actresses, but at the time I was not able to compensate them financially, let me say that. But I did reach out to some. But I really like the idea of being able to give exposure to those who have not had exposure.
That sounds good. So now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm gonna get this trailer and look at it. If I like it, can I invite you on next winter to my deer camp? Everybody come bring your hunting rifle. We go deer hunting.
Well, I'm actually scared of deer, so I won't be able to join you on that one, Mr. Willie.
Wow. Okay, I got you. Wow. Okay. I see what happened to her. Her phone died. She said, "I will call back in a minute." My phone died. Okay. So we're right here. Ms. Bing is no longer on the phone. Her phone died. So Miss Sylvia, I got a question for you also.
Okay.
Like, I've been into acting. I've done acting myself for like years and years and years and years. So I have a question for you. How can the people out there, because I know a lot of famous people, I know pretty many that would probably do it for the love. I know some that would do it for the Lolo. So How can they get in touch with you and, you know, get somebody to audition for you?
Oh, yes, we would love that. They can send in, because I know a lot of people will be able to send in their electronic press kits to me. They can do that through my email or through Facebook. My email address is yahoo.com. So that's
okay.
S like in Sam, SEPSD at yahoo.com. They can send it via electronic press kit. They can hit me up on Facebook, which is just simply under Sylvia Wilson. I also have a Twitter page. And that's Silky, spelled with a Y, S-Y-L-K-Y, Wilson, at Silky Diva on
okay.
Twitter.
Okay, you said it's what now? I'm trying to do it as we're going along.
Okay, it's Silky, S-Y-L-K-Y, Wilson,
L-K-Y.
Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.
I got you.
Yeah, at Silky Diva. Is a Twitter.
Okay.
And then my Facebook is just Sylvia Wilson. And we also have a
question. That's a question, because you know the page that I was that I shot the promo to? That's not your page, right?
Okay, I'm sorry, say it again.
The page that I shot the promo to today, is that your Facebook page?
Yes, that's actually just the Plus Size Divas, the musical and movie page is what you put it on. But that's
right.
Page.
Hey, check it out. This is what I'm going to do right here to settle all that commotion and stuff, because Facebook is always putting people on punishment, putting out then, man, just for being me. And they put me on punishment again for being mean, for basically advertising too much. And they locked me out. I was promoting the show tonight, and they got a block on me now until April the 10th. And the block was for too much promotions, and they had something written in the side of it, something like, you're doing too much, you got too much going on, we got to put you on probation for about 10 days. So they got me on probation for about, April the 10th. So that's about 7 days. So I can't really do anything. I can't send out no blast anymore. So it's all good. But I'll be all right. But can you guys go and join up with me at I'm DJ Caesar on Facebook. And the easier way to spell it, I give you my URL. It's CEO Caesar. CEO Caesar. Caesar spelled CEZA.
Okay.
And please join me up. Everybody that's on the phone line, everybody's listening in tonight, join me up because I can't really do anything. I'm at a standstill right now. But I see somebody just joined. Okay. Yeah, somebody just joined. Ms. Diva, I have another question for you, ma'am.
Okay. Hello?
You.
Hello?
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 That's you, Miss Bing?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what happened. But anyway, Miss Sylvia, I have another question I would like to ask. This is Greenleaf.
Okay.
Like I said, it was a lot of tension and emotions or whatever. It's from watching the trailer, as I can see, from what I can tell or whatever.
Yes.
Did any of that emotion or tension and spill into the acting? Like anybody get emotional during the filming process or anything?
Yes, yes, yes. We actually cried during one of the scenes. I mean, real tears. So those emotions actually spilled over because all of the divas can actually kind of feel what I was going through because a lot of them have gone through it as well. So, yes, we actually cried during a couple of the scenes, and I mean real tears. So the emotions did spill over, which was a good thing, was an excellent thing, because it gave the opportunity to make it look real instead of it being a fake type of cry.
Yeah, it gave it genuine, whatever, made it genuine.
Yeah, it made it very genuine.
That's what I was actually going to ask you or whatever. That was going to be my next question. Did any of the cast members deal with similar situations in their personal lives or whatever?
Yes. Yes, we all have dealt with some type of abuse, some type of alienation and discrimination in our lives. So it was very, very easy for us to be able to step over into that character, you know, like with myself, I'm actually playing myself in the movie, and the other divas, they're just an extension of me.
Okay, I believe everyone. Go ahead, Black Willie, what you were saying?
Hey, Black Willie.
Hey, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Redneck Willie, man. I'm sorry. I didn't finally have a lot of Willie. I'd have called you Black Willie, right?
I'm going to come up and put this yellow foot in your ass.
You can't walk down, man. What the hell going on with you, Greenleaf?
And I don't know, man. I'm in my purest form right now.
Hey, have you been drinking Willie's moonshine, man?
Yeah, I need some moonshine.
I
kind of
like that name, Black Willie. I like that. I kind of like that Black Willie because Black Willie loves Black Wonder. I like that. Hey, what's up with
you? Yes.
Question for you. Let me be your next movie, baby.
My next movie will probably be God, You Know You Brought Me Out, because that will be my next play. So,
Come on, let me be your next movie. You're not listening to the question. Let me be your next movie.
What? Can you be in my next movie?
That's what I want to do. I'm serious. I want to come there in my camouflage in your next movie.
Okay, Mr. Willie, we'll talk about that. I might have a place for you.
Yeah. Willie acting now in a black movie. That's going to be great, man. What's going to be called? Willie Wants to Be Black.
Oh, no, they want to call me Black Willie.
I'll call it Willie Works Extra Hard. That's what I call it.
Willie Works Extra Hard.
Hey, hold up, Miss Sylvia. That song is a reverse slavery or something right there. Like, you're going to have him upset cleaning up or something.
Well, hey, you know, hey, Mr. Willie, you're putting it out there. That's where you're putting it out there.
I don't like that damn idea right there. Like, I'm just serving black people. I serve black women, but I don't serve, I'm not going to serve them colored boys. You've been playing in the movie.
Hey, Willie, come on, man. Don't call us colored boys, man. We're not colored boys, man. We've grown up now, so you can't say slavery.
This movie is actually in Montgomery, Alabama. I say it's just a guy with Rosa Parks sitting on the bus, and then a big black woman get beat up by this damn skinny white dude, and the black woman beat the hell out of him right there on the damn bus. Everybody gonna move to the front.
Hey, Willie, y'all ain't know what happened on the last show when you mentioned Rosa Parks. So I'm surprised you even mentioned that again, brother. Willie scared one of my artists off the show, man. He actually shut down the show, scared her off the show. She had to leave because he didn't even say anything negative about her or discriminate. He didn't say anything discriminate, but the girl went the wrong way and she left the show. So we have had times like that. But I'm just surprised you say something about Rosa Parks again, man, to even take that chance.
We talk about Montgomery, Alabama.
This is the home of the civil rights movement, Mr. Willie.
I'm sorry, that's what I'm saying. I want to come down there in the next movie, and
okay.
I want to play the. I want to play your movie. I don't want to serve no people in that movie. I just want to be in the movie. I want it. A good star, in that movie. I wouldn't be
around. Hey, Willie, you know what? Maybe if you make some movie like the Django, you could be one of the characters like Samuel Jackson. What do you think about that, Willie?
I guess I put some black paint on my face. They called me Black Willie in that movie.
Well, hey, my man, Green Lee was already calling you Black Willie, so, hey, I thought that was great. Willie, hold on for a second, brother. Hey, Miss Sylvia, I got another question for you, ma'am, if you don't mind. This is the last question I got for you. So can you give us your – no, I don't have a question. I have a comment. Can you give everybody your social networks one more time so these guys get on the same page as you and as everybody else on the phone line? Give them your social networks one more time. Also, tell them your social network where they can go watch the trailer everybody's listening tonight on the phone. Because these people really do what you ask if you ask them to do it nicely. And you seem like a nice person. I hope everyone out there actually checks this movie out when it comes out in June or July, one of them. When did you say it was coming out, ma'am?
We're trying to do the first premiere the last Saturday in June, which I think is like June 29th, yes.
Okay.
Hey, Caesar.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hey,
so,
I don't know what you've been drinking, but you got a hell of a stutter tonight. I don't know why Miss Sylvia sounds so clear. You stutter.
Man, Willie is a fool, man. Willie texting me on Facebook, asking me questions, telling me stuff. okay, guys, I'm not going to bust you out, Will. I'm not going to say what you just said right there on the phone line.
Okay, so that information for everybody to be able to review the movie trailer, you can view it on YouTube, and that's it's Plus Size Divas, the movie, and it'll be the official trailer that you'll be looking for. Also, you can view it on my page, which is Sylvia Wilson on Facebook. Also, you can view it on our page, it's Plus Size Divas, the movie, as well as Plus Size Divas, the musical. You'll be able to view that musical trailer there. And I'm a very pleasant person on Facebook, so if you like, you can inbox me if you can't get that information, or just, you know, shout me out a post or something on my timeline or whatever, and I can give that information back to you again in the event you're not able to write it down tonight. And again, I'm sorry.
Scooby-Doo, baby.
Huh?
This is Scooby-Doo, baby. Hey.
Scooby, what's up, man? How you doing, Scooby?
I'm doing fine, Caesar, man. You know, I'm just sitting up there listening to the show, man. I don't know what I missed from the show, but it sounds like this lady right here need a pimp in the next movie, baby.
You know what? Actually, hey, you do.
Ma'am, let me introduce my guy, man. This is Scooby-Doo. He comes to the show every now and then. So, hey, Scooby, you haven't met in a while, but Scooby-Doo is the man to talk to if you're looking for somebody to be in a play or a movie. This is my Garrett. Scooby, what's up? Talk to us, Scooby.
Look, man, you know, I just came from California, man. You know, Hollywood, they want me real good in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? I was up there on Universal Boulevard. They wouldn't catch me nothing because, you know, I was taking all the damn attention from all the damn actors and shit, you know. So, it ain't funny, Caesar, man. You know, I got my white slacks. I got my white suit dirty out there, you know. And women come in kissing me and hugging me. I got all that lipstick all over my collars and shit, you know.
Okay. Well, Willie, check it out, man. We have a real live producer on the phone right now. And she did a hell of a job. Hey, you know what? My phone keeps dropping. I don't know what's up with that, but Blog Talk gets together, guys. I mean, every week is something going on with you guys. Get it together, all right? Okay, Willie was just on the show, man. But now we got Scooby-Doo on the show. Hey, Scooby, what you been up to? How's your year going so far?
Man, I'm telling you, this year's going fast, baby. You know, it's going real fast, you know. I'm sitting up here, man, it's February the 1st, man. Then I'm looking around, it's like April, you know what I'm saying? And it's still cold as hell down here, baby.
I got you, brother. I got you. I can dig that. You know, because life does go real fast for me. Also, if I had my last stroke, kind of like made me think, like, every day is like Saturday to me, man. Really, the weeks are not 7 days anymore. The weeks are just 2 days. And I think that's because of the strokes I have. And for you people that don't know, I had 6 strokes, so I'm a walking testimony. I'm a walking miracle. And I'm healthy as can be right now. I can do anything the next man can do. And, you know, I'm trying to get in shape now, so I'm working out with weight. So, you know, God is good.
Jesus,
God is good to all of us.
Hold up, baby. Hold up, baby. I just want to ask you one question, man. The question is, the last time I talked to you, man, you didn't sound like this. What the hell wrong with your voice, man?
Well, I guess I get stronger, man, and my days of coming from the strokes, I've got a little bit stronger, Scooby, so now I'm able to talk the way I normally talk. Now I'm back, brother, I'm back.
You sound like you're stuttering, baby.
Oh.
You're bringing it like, can you hear me now? That's what you sound like, baby.
Can you hear me now? Willie, Scooby.
I hate that goddamn Scooby. You need to get him off your damn show. Hell, I'm the goddamn star. How the hell you gonna get him to come over here and take my damn place?
Hey, Willie, can you hear me?
I hear you, Caesar. Goddamn, how the hell you gonna get this guy? This guy, Scooby. Scooby owe me goddamn $50. Or sure,
hey,
he wouldn't give me the goddamn $50.
Hey, I don't know what he owes you, man. I'm just doing my job, man. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Green Lee, what's up, brother? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Black Caesar.
Hey, Green Lee.
What's up, man?
What's up with it, Schooly? How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm listening to the big, beautiful, butt-naked, booty-blessed divas on the phone, baby. And, you know, it sounded really good to me. Miss Sylvia, you got that real smooth, shifty voice, baby.
Hey, we got some professionals here tonight, man.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be amongst us.
And I'm sitting here grinning and enjoying it, man. I'm enjoying it. Hey, you know, I'm glad that we didn't do 4 people tonight because that would have been enough time for Miss Diva. We would have had no time, man. So we actually did something special tonight.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something,
Steve. Hey,
if you had 4 people in the school tonight,
Scooby,
baby, I would not
come on show, baby. Scooby, check it out, man. Hold on for a minute, man. I was talking, you cut me off, brother. We normally have
4
people on the show.
I'm so excited, baby. Listen, you got me so excited, baby. You got to excuse me. I cut off our wonderful, talented host, DJ Black Caesar, tonight. I'm sorry, Caesar. Keep on doing what you're doing, baby.
Hey, Hey, okay. You guys out there listening, the audience, we're here every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Please tune in. We enjoy you. Please come by and stop and talk to Miss Sylvia right now. You still have time to call, and we got like 30 minutes to go, and we're about to play Miss Sylvia's song for the show. So you guys sit back and enjoy this. It's Divas Plus Size, the movie. Check it out.
Well,
you don't quite understand what I'm saying. I mean, they sing too? like they sing for real. Not none of that wishy-washy stuff out there that you hear. None of that bull crap you hear on movies. They're real live singers.
No bull crap, baby. You know something? I'm listening to the show and relaxing. I'm smoking on me like a doobie, baby.
We're going to keep it all the way live. Shout out to the Nerve DJs in the building. Let's get it.
Okay, what are you saying, Scooby?
I'm sitting there smoking on a doobie, baby, just relaxing, enjoying myself. You know, I'm bathing myself in some Epsom salt for the pain, baby, because I was on Hollywood Boulevard, you know, baby. But anyway, these divas, they sung me to heaven, baby. I feel like I was in heaven listening to that music, baby.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of did too, Willie. So, I mean, Scooby, so you're right, man, because
Caesar, don't do me like that, baby. This is Scooby-Doo, baby. Scooby-Doo. Can you say Scooby-Doo? Say it with me. Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. Okay. Okay,
can you
Scooby.
It, baby?
That's what I said, Scooby-Doo. I almost said Willie, but I said Scooby-Doo. I didn't call you Willie. I called you Scooby. Hey, anyway, brother, so you said you were on the boulevard. You had to get some help inside. What's up with that?
Listen, man. Too many people bum rushed me, man. I failed. I was in pain, baby. And I had my stacks on, baby. My stacks with the aquarium. You know, I had the gold fish, baby.
Oh, wow.
And then I feel around my glass stacks, baby, and some of the glass got in my ass, baby.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
This is your boy Jones, Capital Status in the building. Big shout out to Nerve DJs. So they break them tracks, not them stacks. You heard me?
Okay. That was my man Jim Jones. Hey, Willie, Scooby, can I get Willie back on the phone, man? I need to holler at Willie real quick.
Man, Willie in the bathroom, baby. Willie, I'm over here to give me some moonshine, baby. That's what I'm over here for.
Yeah, I already know what you're there for, brother. Believe me. Hey,
Let me get... Yo, Willie.
Come here.
The fool went to the phone, man.
Yo. Hey, I think I have a caller from 586 area code. I'm trying to get your phone line open right now. Bear with me. Blog Talk is having problems again. Still spinning.
Hey, 586,
I see you out there, 586. Hold on.
I think that's Miss Bing right there, Caesar.
Oh, that's Miss Bing. Hey, 586, you're open.
Hey, my other
friend.
Hey,
guys. Are you crazy? Hey, I'm glad you're back, baby. I'm serious. I'm glad you're back. That damn Scooby Doo was just on here. You just missed him. He gone. I
didn't miss him. I was just chilling.
Wow. Okay. Miss Bean.
Huh?
Man, you just missed out, man. This was a. Hey, you know what? I keep saying you missed out, but you actually didn't miss out because guess what, guys? This show is recorded. You guys will be able to get it in about 2 hours, and what I'll do is I'll make sure every one of you guys on the phone line gets it. That adds me as your friend. All the people with the Divas, if you guys add me as your friend on Facebook, you'll have this video that we have right here. And you know what? This probably going to be the one that I'm going to put. Because I'm going to be working on YouTube maybe next week, if I can find some time. And I'm going to put a video to, I think, this right here, because this is a pretty good one. I mean, we had some great people on the night. We had, like, all the divas on the phone line that actually told us who they were, what parts they're playing. Then we had a couple of gentlemen on the phone. They told us what parts they're playing. So, man, Miss Sylvia's on top of it, man. I really want you guys to check this movie out. I want you guys to check this trailer out. And, Ms. Sylvie, can you tell me where to check the trailer out again, please?
Yes, you can check the trailer out on YouTube, and the title of it is Plus Size Divas, the movie, and it will say the official trailer for the movie. They can also check it out on my Facebook page. I have it posted there. My Facebook page is just simply Sylvia Wilson. Or they can go to Plus Size Divas, the movie on Facebook, or Plus Size Divas, the musical on Facebook.
Cool. So you guys heard it right here. 6662? 662, are you on the phone? 662. Okay, you got you just got muted out, brother. So I don't know who that was.
That's your
but...
number, Caesar.
No, that's not me. That's somebody else. They just got muted out. I don't know who
I'm
it was, but.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with
you. No. that's funny. That's funny. I can see who the host is. I'm looking at it. Hey, check it out, guys. Oh, well, let me see who this is, man. Damn. Okay.
NerveDJ.com. It's your boy Skip, and I'm with my man DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the landlord of the South, the hottest DJ in the South, and Vianna, the queen of hip-hop, CaesarRadio.com. And Caesar in here killing the music in the South, breaking records and interviewing people like me.
Okay, Vianna's not even here. I don't know why I still got that in there, but,
Hey, Caesar, Vianna's not even here. What the hell you still got that on there for?
Why are you repeating anything he's saying?
Hey, Caesar, I don't know what the hell I'm repeating everything you're saying.
Hey, this guy does that from time to time.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Misa Leo, representing Akron, Ohio, and I'm putting it down with DJ Black Caesar. Shout out to NerveDJs.com. You are now rocking with DJ.
Okay. Miss Bing, are you still there?
You messing up. One more time.
Miss Bing. I'm here. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm in the store. The dude at the store messing with me. Making me do the secret before I pump my gas.
Hey, Caesar.
I got you, Miss
Bing.
Caesar,
see, you want to come by right there, Caesar.
Tell him to get his hands off of you. I'm talking to Miss Bing, Willie.
Hey, Caesar.
Don't interrupt, all right?
Miss Bing cheating on me, Caesar. She cheating on me one day.
Hey, Willie, I'm not hearing you right now, bro. I'm not hearing you.
Caesar, shut the hell up. This is a damn domestic affair. You stay the hell out of it.
Hey, Ms. Bing, do you have a question for Ms. Sylvia? Because she has to get out of here. We got like 17 minutes left. And when I called you to the phone, I guess your phone had died. So do you have any questions?
Yeah, it probably did. Well, shout out to you, Sylvia. I did get a chance to hear probably the last half of the song, and I was feeling it. That was a nice song. I don't know if somebody asked you this or not. I heard the beginning part of your interview where you were speaking on getting your bachelor's degree in music education, and I just wanted to know, what was the motivation for that? Were you actually, into teaching music, or was that for your own personal career?
Well, actually, I have my master's now in music ed.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, I taught for 14 years teaching music and theater. So, yeah.
Wow.
I started
singing What age group were you working with?
I did P through 12, which is preschool through 12th grade.
Okay, that's what's up. So what actually inspired you to make this movie?
The movie was based on the play. It was a spinoff from the play that I did. The play, again, was called Plus Size Divas, the musical. It is based off of my life. So my life story is being a plus size or chunky or chubby or husky or whatever. People have different names for a child all the way up through adulthood. I have gone through the phases where I've lost the weight but still not satisfied, still not accepting myself. So, I just decided that I loved the skin that I was in, and
right.
I was, just able to move forward because one size does not fit them all. And, once I came to that realization, I just decided that I was going to be me and do me, and then everything started to really, really pan out and go my way. So I wouldn't turn back for anything. I love my plus size sisters. I love my, you know, petite sisters. But I'm gonna be me, and I am. You know, I'm the plus size diva. Yes.
I salute you for that. And I would like for you to. Where are you located at?
I'm in Alabama, in Montgomery.
In Alabama. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to connect you with my mother and my godmother. They actually run a camp out in California in the summertime that's sponsored by this guy who's an NFL player. I can't remember his name right now, but they're involved in this really awesome camp called How to Be a Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they do, their curriculum is that they're working with young ladies about their etiquette, their self-esteem, their appearance.
Yes.
And I think that you would make a really nice addition to that team. So if we could link up with each other on Twitter or something like that, I could pass their information along to you, and we could see if we could get you involved with that too, because with your teaching background and the dedication that you obviously have to what you're doing, I'm sure that you will make a perfect fit.
Yes, and I also do the motivational speaking, you know, to just get everybody to see that, you know, you're beautiful no matter what, no matter the size, the shape, the color, the hair texture, you know, we're beautiful anyway because we were all created in God's image. So that's my main purpose, is to just bring about awareness, to make the women know that we are royalty, we're queens, and that's how we should carry ourselves.
No doubt. That's what's up. That's what's up. I know you're going to make a perfect fit with them, so please, yeah.
Yes.
I'm on Twitter. It's just at Ms. Bing. And my email is Ms. Bing, MZBING 216 at Gmail.
Okay. Will I be able to get that information from Caesar's page?
Yeah, you should be able to.
I'll be all up on Caesar's page. And I also got Facebook too. It's just facebook.com/Ms. Bing.
Miss, okay. Spell the last part. Ms. Bing. B-A-N?
M-Z, like in zebra, B-I-N-G,
right.
Like the search engine.
Miss Bing. Okay, I will send you a friend request so that we can be in touch.
I'm all
filled
up on friends, but if I kick somebody off to be your friend, girl.
Okay. And I would love to go to that camp. That would be a wonderful thing.
I think it really would, too, and I've just been listening to you talking, and I really think that would be a nice connection for both, you know, for all of you guys to make.
Yes. And we're all
well, thank you for allowing me to ask some
out.
Questions. I know I was
oh,
late,
yes.
And I wasn't
oh,
really
fine.
With the program.
Oh, that's fine. Anytime.
That's what's up. So when's the whole movie coming out?
We're trying to have the movie ready. Well, we will have it ready the last Saturday in June. That's when we're trying to do our first premiere of the movie.
Okay. And then
yes.
That's going to be like at a big theater down there?
Actually, no, it won't be a big theater. It's a small venue that we'll be doing that. But we're also planning on premiering the screening of the movie in New York in June. So that information is going to be posted on my Facebook in a couple of weeks because we're still, you know, we're getting ready to sign contracts for that. So we're just trying to do premieres everywhere we can. You know, if people request that, we want to be able to take the premiere to them.
All right, well, that's what's up. If you do anything in Cleveland, definitely let us know.
Okay.
We definitely got y'all back up here.
Okay. You know, thank you so very much.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me on too, Siva. I know I've been kind of absent
behind
technical difficulties, but I'm still here.
Okay.
Hey,
what is she talking about? Hey, she's part of the family. What the hell are you talking about? Thanks for having me. You're on
your
family.
Yeah, right,
it's
right,
your show
right,
too.
Right. It's your show too, man. Yeah. I appreciate the love, but hey, it's your show as well as it is mine. So you're welcome, but you're not welcome. You dig? Hey, you know, I love hooking people up. I love networking. I love working with people on what they do in life, and you guys are doing some pretty big things. And Ms. Bing, I thank you for letting Sylvia know what you got going on, and I think she would be well-deserved also in that what you're talking about with your mom and her friends. So, yeah, that sounds like something that will be most interesting to see and hear how it develops later on. So you guys, please keep me posted, and let's get that information out there. And also, Ms. Bing, maybe we should get that information out there when they get their camp started maybe you should come on the show and tell us a little bit about it and get your mom to come on here and tell us a little bit about it, what's going on with them.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, because they're definitely looking at expanding that nationally and taking that to other cities, because it's really just amazing, like, you know, what they do for the girls. The guy, and I can't remember his name right now, and I feel so bad, but he was doing a camp for young men. And it was, like, you know, involving football. He wanted to be able to do something for the young ladies, too. And so my mother and my godmother put together that curriculum for the camp, How to Be a Girl, and they've been doing it for a few years now with that sponsorship. And it's just really been amazing for them. I know that they've made some serious, you know, impact on some of these young ladies.
Cool, cool. That's what's up. I appreciate that information, man. You got... Sounds like you are the girl to go to when somebody needs something. I just want to thank a couple people for tuning in. I want to thank my man, Cat Daddy, for always being around, man. He's tuned in right now. And also, I hope I said his name right, Tarsa Vinny. Vinny. Hey, how you say her name, Sylvia?
It's Tarsa Vina.
Tarsa Vina. Okay, I
got
you. Yeah, she's... pretty nice, man. She's been putting your information, like, everywhere. So you will not be shortened tonight. She has the link on Facebook. She has the link on right down below right here on the page that we're on. Pretty hot-looking chick, too. So you guys check it out. If you can't get that, if you didn't get that information from Sylvia, guess what? You don't have to worry about it. It's right there down below. Just scroll down a little bit, and you'll see it right there, and you can copy and paste it and put it in there. I'm on her page right now looking at Miss Vin. You said the name was Vinny?
Tarsa Vina.
Vina. Am I saying that right, Vina?
Yeah, Tarsa Vina, yes.
Okay. Yeah. What does she do for you?
She's actually Golden. That's one of her other names.
she was in the movie.
Yeah, she's one of my divas. She's very, very
instrumental. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at her now, and I'm looking at one of the pictures with this some gap here. I don't look that good, but no, I'm just
that
joking.
That is my singing partner you're talking about.
She's up here with some guy posing, and they got their heads together, so I guess they're thinking. But she looks pretty nice, and I do remember seeing her now because I did watch the trailer, like I said, about – Maybe not 100, but I did watch it at least 50 times, so I've seen it over and over. And Greenleaf also. Greenleaf was texting me today, and he was like, man, that's a pretty good trailer. And he kept on asking me questions about it. So I guess he was really into it also. So he's a guy that's motivated by something that's positive, because that's how I am. I love positive stuff. I'm all into that.
I will say that all of our divas are very, very beautiful women, so we are all very beautiful women.
Yeah. You know what? I just want to say that right now, too, because I don't want to be left out. You're right. All of you guys are beautiful. I've seen every one of you guys, and you guys do look like you're doing what it takes to be beautiful. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Keep on doing. Hey, you know what? I want to be in one of those movies also. I'm like Willie, man. I want to be in one of those movies. So, and you're right down here by me, so Montgomery, Alabama is not that far from Mississippi. So I can get down there. Yeah, most definitely. So, okay, well, I guess we got about maybe 6 minutes to go. And with those six minutes, I want Ms. Bing to tell a little bit about her show, what she has going on, and then I'm going to come back and tell everybody what I got going on. What's up, Ms. Bing?
All right, y'all. Well, you guys could check me out on Monday and Tuesday evening. Well, before I even say all that, check my camp out. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. We also independent artists. Check us out, Reverb Nation. You can find me, MZBING, Ms. Bing, or check out the whole camp, the Grinches, DAGRENCHES. We got artists in Ohio, Texas, in New York right now that we working with on our label. Then also I host for Star Mob Radio on Monday and Tuesday evening from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. We got really exciting shows on both nights. Monday evenings, we do a combination of interviews and a selection of music from submissions that I have received over the week, or the past couple weeks, whatever, depending, you know, how many interviews that I've had. This week that just passed by, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/StarMobRadio, you can check out the show from Monday. We were on there. Me and DJ Black Seas was on there. We had a soul singer named Lorene Chia from Cleveland, Ohio, representing on there. We also had DJ Ill Will from Coast to Coast Mixtapes, and we also had G-Unit recording artist Sun Zulife out of Houston. He took some time away from his movie set to come chop it with us on the phone for a while. And then every Tuesday, my show, we have an independent artist contest called Boss of the Mob, and that's judged by the lovely T Glass and, of course, DJ Black Caesar. And every week we have a different topic of song. So if you listen to the one from last week, it would be the lyricist edition. If you listen this following coming Tuesday, it will be the smokers edition. So all songs about smoking. So, you know what I'm saying? If you a certified smoker, you definitely need to be tuned in next Tuesday. Check in with us. We got some exciting interviews coming up with some indie artists making some things happen coming up on Monday. So definitely check in with us. I'm always accepting song submissions, always scheduling interviews. So hit me up on my email, MissBing216@gmail.com. We can definitely get it popping.
Miss Bing, I'm proud to meet you. I'm proud to be in your presence. You are a motivator. You are a personalized artist. You are the greatest artist, female artist I've ever heard of. So keep doing your thing, ma'am, and keep making people happy. Keep making people famous, because you are doing it. You might not see that right now, but you are doing it, and I hope they're respecting the game and showing you that love right back, because Miss Bing, you're on top of it. You got a perfect name, too. Miss Bing, that's a name that nobody can forget, like DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the Landlord of the South. So basically, you got a great name. You got a great, I guess you got a lot of great things going over there, Miss Bing. So I'm just going to give you your salute, shout you out. You are a good person, and you really do enjoy what you do.
Thank you, and I really do. And so everybody make sure you hit me up, because we're having a good time doing it.
Okay, guys, and check out the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, where my friends are Miss Bing, T Glass, Bicycle Tony, Sierra, Green Leaf, and hey, guess what? Willie the Redneck. Willie the Redneck is always here, guys, and we also have Scooby Doo that comes in from time to time, but Willie the Redneck really makes the show really, really funny, guys, because that guy is on top of it. And I love him to death. I love him like family. So anybody thinks he's doing something really tacky, and guess what? He is. But, you know, Willie's being Willie. So don't hate him, all right? Okay, guys, we thank you for coming out tonight. And I'm going to let Willie have the last words. So we're going to end this show with the song we just played from Diva. That's how we're going to end the show, all right? What's up, Willie?
Hey, Caesar, I was just thinking about something. I heard you and Lee talking about this trailer that Miss Sylvia got, but hell, you ain't never said nothing about my nice trailer.
No, not a trailer home, man. We're talking about we're not talking about a trailer home, man. We're talking about a trailer of a movie, brother. Okay,
hey,
guys. Check it out.
I dropped out of kindergarten. Hey, what the hell are you talking about all the time, man?
Hey, Willie. Hey, check it out, man. Peace. Love all you guys. Please respect what you're doing. Respect God, and he is number one. So if you don't respect him, guess what? You're not going to make it. So dig this.
No chance. No listen. Into
9950679. That's 662-995-0679.